Sometimes life is hard, and you just need someone to talk to. Someone who's been there and understands.
That it's about overcoming.
Inspiring others to be brave.
Friendship.
Faith.
Being real.
And living beautifully whole.
So kick back and spend some time with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.
Welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. Coming up is our Real Talk segment with Mandy and I, and later on in the show, we'll be doing Walk by Faith with Joette and your weekly truth statement. This new format will give you a chance to hear from the whole team at Big Blue Couch Coaching as we share life coaching tips and encouragement to help you live a beautifully whole life. Hey guys, it's your life coaches, Rachel and Mandy, and we're going to take a few moments to get real and give you some life coaching tips to help you grow. Now, today's episode launches our Why Dads Matter series, and today's focus on that whole topic is going to be why a girl needs her dad. And we're really excited to start this series. We've got some great things coming up over the next couple weeks as we talk about this. But I want to throw just a couple statistics your way on things that I've kind of just been researching about fatherhood and what they're finding with science and what they're finding with some other research that has been happening with families on what it really means to have a dad in the home and what that looks like for kids. And so according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 1/3 of U.S. kids are growing up in households without a father in the home. And we all know the presence of a father has a positive impact on his children. But research is showing that over and over again, having a father figure is a crucial part of a healthy development for a child. Children really need to have both of their parents involved. Statistics also show that fatherless families are at an increase, and I think we can all kind of see that with the divorce rate getting higher, fatherless families are getting higher as well. And more men are having a hard time growing into their role as a father. It takes a different kind of commitment to father a child past conception and really become a dad. And it takes some time for men to kind of grow into that. And as a society, we don't always encourage that time. So today we're going to focus on why dads matter, but really we're going to be looking at why dads matter for the lives of their daughters. Mm-hmm. And we want to give you three reasons. There's a lot of reasons why dads matter in the lives of their children, but we want to focus on three today. And Mandy, if you want to bring in the first reason.
Well, I love this first reason. And the first reason is that he keeps her safe. And I think that's so important because we don't really realize in society nowadays that that's the role of the dad. That's right. The role of men,
right,
is to be our protectors. Mm-hmm. And fatherless girls are way more likely to be sexually promiscuous, and they're more vulnerable to the advances of predators. And in fact, I was reading on an article on Facebook the other day about this predator who was in the sex trafficking industry.
Right.
And I don't know how they found him or how they had this conversation with him, but he basically said that he goes to the mall and he can tell right away who the girls are that have great dads in their lives, because he said, if I look at a girl and I say to her, you have nice eyes, and she just looks at me and says thank you and moves on, he knows that she has a great dad.
Right.
Whereas if he meets a girl who says, no, I don't think they're good, and she looks down, he says she's the kind of girl he's looking for, because he knows that she doesn't have somebody in her life, a father figure, who's speaking life into her and protecting her.
Right. This is so true. And they've talked about this not only with people who are in sex trafficking and some of these other things, but even just people who perpetrate on children, whether it's a child molester or whatever. They have a lot of groups that they focus on with people who have done those kinds of crimes. And most of them talk a lot about how they will, it takes years and years and years for them to be able to usually get a child to the place where something can happen. And one of the things that they always say is the worse the divorce rate gets, the worse the rates get for how many fathers are not in the home, the easier their jobs are to be able to get these kids. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so telling for how important that job is to keep his daughter safe.
And I think that looks differently for different families. I mean, I grew up with a great dad who mm-hmm. he did keep me safe. Some of the things that I maybe wish he would have told me more often aren't the things that really kept me from not being safe.
Right.
Those are just things I maybe wish I would have heard a little bit more. But mm-hmm. he always kept me safe. He always told me who to watch out for.
Right.
And he taught me right from wrong. And he really made it a point to make sure that I was aware of why, like, if he was gone for work, why he was gone for work.
Mm-hmm.
He always made sure that I knew that if he couldn't be there, it was because he was providing for our family. And
right.
that was a way to keep us safe.
Right.
Financially. And there's a lot of different ways to keep daughters safe.
Right, absolutely. And some of them are just as easy as making sure that you're not the one bruising her confidence.
Right.
And it doesn't always have to be, you know, giving her compliments all the time, but even teaching her how to handle a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting to us how often in Beautiful Wholeness this will come up.
Yes.
Where they'll talk about maybe if she's single or if she's dating or something like that, how you handle a guy coming up to you and giving you a compliment. And I'm always mm-hmm. like, as an adult woman, how do you not know that you simply say thank you and you either move on with the conversation or, you know, if that's not a dude you want to talk to, you move out
right.
of the conversation. But some of those simple things, a confident girl is usually not one mm-hmm. who will be easily bullied. She's not one who's going to turn into a victim. Most of the time, they're looking for somebody who's an easy prey. So as a dad, and also for your little boys, this is not
mm-hmm.
just for your girls, but
right.
specifically for your girls, keeping her safe from somebody who is going to fill up her confidence,
mm-hmm.
fill her up with the things that she's looking to hear that really should be your job as a dad to do.
Absolutely. And the second reason why dads matter in the lives of their daughters is because a dad determines the future health of his daughter's relationships.
This is so true. A
mm-hmm.
father is going to be the first role model a girl has for how to interact with boys.
Yeah.
In the future, right now, anybody. So they need to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want your daughter to be treated a certain way, then you need to treat her a certain way. And so that means taking her out on daddy-daughter dates. Show her that a man should open the door for her and have
mm-hmm.
manners and common courtesy and how you speak to her. Show her how she's supposed to be treated, how kindness works, how courteous men act, how to have manners and pull out her chair and open up the door. Those are the kind of things she will learn to expect from another man in her life if she sees her dad treat her that way
mm-hmm.
or treat her mom that way.
I think that's really interesting because that's one of the things that Nate still does with me to this day
mm-hmm.
is he always opens the door for me. He, whether it's the door into a building, whether it's the door into our car.
Right.
I mean, he always does that. And I think that maybe one of the reasons that I was so open to really liking that is because my dad did that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. I can't say I remember every time my dad opened a door for me or when I was a kid or when he did that for my mom.
Right.
But I know he must have, or else I wouldn't have recognized mm-hmm. that's the type of guy I want to marry. Like my husband is
right.
somebody who is courteous and kind and has manners.
Right. Because honestly, it sounds like little things, but once you get married, you realize that if they have a good foundation of being able to treat a woman with kindness and courtesy and manners,
mm-hmm.
when those big things happen in your marriage, they'll be much more able to handle them
mm-hmm.
as an emotionally stable person than if they weren't able to open a door for you or say thank you or excuse me or whatever the way that they're supposed to with just common courtesy. I mean, it goes a long way, and that's going to be your role as a role model
mm-hmm.
for your dad is to show your little girls how that's supposed to happen. It's also your job to show your little girls how she should relate to other men.
Mm-hmm.
So how her manner should be, the words that come out of her mouth, what she does with her body. We work with this a lot with our little girls because
mm-hmm.
at the same time you're teaching your girls to have a great body image and never to feel shame about their body, which can happen when you're like, cover up your legs or don't wear a short skirt or whatever. you also need to teach them the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that comes from a dad being like, this is why we do this, because when there's other men in the room, we need to make sure that we are private and we're keeping those things that are private for ourselves and not sharing them with everybody else. And mm-hmm. so that's another role that a daddy can fill for a little girl that a mom can't as well. She can if she needs to, but it is a lot easier coming from a man mm-hmm. and understanding that. So
absolutely.
The third one is, and this is such a big one.
Oh, I love
probably
this
the most important one of all, mm-hmm. is he is the lens through which she will relate to God.
I love that. I really do, because I think back to my relationship with God, and I really think that my dad was a great role model for that, because he did always teach me to have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a season in my life where I was going through some health issues and making some decisions that maybe did not at the time line up at all with what you would normally do for your health. And at the same time that it was maybe a scary situation, I remember my dad telling my mom, and he told this to me, that what I was doing was exactly what they taught me to do,
mm-hmm.
was put my faith in God.
Right.
And I think really how a girl is treated by her dad,
mm-hmm.
how she feels about her dad, whether or not she feels safe with him or protected by him, and how her dad relates to God,
mm-hmm.
that is all kind of being pooled into how a girl will relate to God.
Right, absolutely. Because for me, it's a little bit different, because my dad was around for a lot of my childhood, and he was a great one for teaching by example mm-hmm. how to pray and how to have a life of faith. But he also left my mom when I was 15, and that threw me into whole kind of mm-hmm. abandonment issues and some other things that I had to deal with well into my adult years once I got married and started walking through some of the struggles we walked through.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all because of some of the things that I walked through with my dad. And I transferred all of those feelings onto God
mm-hmm.
from the pain and from all of that. Knowing in my brain that God is never going to leave me, but sometimes your brain and your heart don't always connect.
Right.
And
often.
They just don't. Mm-hmm. They just don't always talk to each other. So take that role really seriously, dads, because how your little ones are going to relate to God is really how they're going to relate to you. And if that's not a healthy relationship, they will always struggle with certain aspects of faith, certain mm-hmm. aspects of having a personal relationship with God. It might not be a struggle forever, but if there's a hard relationship with your father, it will be hard for you to sometimes have a good relationship with your Heavenly Father.
Absolutely. So we want to give our listeners today some real life application tips on how you can apply what we're teaching you today. And so the first tip that you can do this week is, if you are a father and you have a daughter, go home this week and tell your daughter that she is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her that she is smart and she's awesome. And don't just tell it to her once and think that that's enough
right.
and she should know. But tell her every day. Give her compliments so she doesn't need to find them from someone else who probably has some ulterior motives.
So tip number two is, get to know your daughter's friends and boyfriends. She might not be at the age where she's dating yet. She might be. But either way, if she's not dating yet, get to know her friends. Get to know the people that she's hanging out with. If you don't have them in place already, maybe it's time to set up some boundaries when it mm-hmm. comes to dating and your daughters, or when it comes to boys in general. What are going to be your house rules? And so think about that this week. Make a point to be at home when your daughter has friends over so that you can get to know who she's hanging out with.
Absolutely. And then the last application tip is to pray with your daughter and also for your daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Be her spiritual role model. And if you've ever needed an incentive to maybe get a little closer to God and dive deeper with Him, this should be it.
Right, absolutely.
It's okay that you don't have all the answers, and let her know that. Let her see you seeking God for answers, because that is really going to impact her. And that's something you can start today even.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we want to thank you so much for joining us for Real Talk. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we've got some great walk by faith tips from Joette.
Have you ever struggled with comparing yourself to others? and embracing your God-given talents and dreams? The Unashamed Bible Study is designed to help you erase the lies and discover the truth about who God says you are. It's time to embrace your authentic self with an easy-to-apply 30-day Bible study. Learn more at www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com/unashamed.
Welcome to Walk by Faith. I am Joette Knapp, a professional life coach here at Big Blue Couch Coaching, and each Monday I bring you a daily boost of faith, encouragement, and encouragement to help you be brave, overcome obstacles, and live beautifully whole. Today's scripture reference is, God can be trusted, and He chose you to be partners with His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:9. Trust. It's a fundamental need to trust others. As children, we learn to trust our parents as they care for us and raise us. We learn to trust friends and family as we continue to mature and age in relationships. But the most significant level of trust happens when we give our hearts to our spouse as we stand before God and pledge to love each other until death parts us. In most marriages, or at least in most first marriages, we trust our spouse completely and without doubt. There's no reason not to. We can lose the ability to trust if there's been any kind of abuse or neglect in our lives from those who were supposed to protect us, but for a lot of people, trust comes easily. Unfortunately, in marriage, there can come a day when the person you have shared your inner soul tells you they don't love you anymore and they leave. Life as you knew it changes forever. Not just because of the change the divorce makes in all the obvious ways, such as loss of your lover, companion, social status, income, and the toll on the children, but you can no longer trust another human being in the same way. Something changes inside of you that can't be repaired by anyone. I trusted my first husband completely because my experience up till then had been with people who were trustworthy. Sure, there had been the occasional mean person along the way, but nothing that made much of an impression on me. Until the divorce. It was then that I discovered that the marriage I thought we had wasn't the one we actually had. While I was happy in our marriage and was confident this would last forever, he was not happy and he left. My ability to trust another man was destroyed as the promises that were made were all broken. Words were just words and had no substance to them. It took many years to get to even a basic level of trust again, and a lot of hard work. I learned that I could not put my trust in people, but only in my God, who had promised to never leave me or forsake me. By putting my trust completely in Him, I was able to take the focus off myself and others and put it on Him. As stated in 1 Corinthians 1:9, God can be trusted. We need to turn to Him for all of our needs. Only He is trustworthy 100% of the time. People will fail us. Promises will be broken. Words will hurt. Actions will shock us. But God manifests His faithfulness through His Son, Jesus, whose life was an example of faith and trust. Jesus comes into our life through our faith in Him, and He is completely faithful and trustworthy in everything. Through Him, you can rebuild your trust in mankind, regain your trust in yourself, so that you can move on and live a life that is vibrant and fulfilling. The first step is to confess to God that you are having trouble even trusting Him. Then ask Him to remind you how faithful He's been to you and others in the past. Lastly, read this Bible verse every day until you truly can say you believe with all your heart. I'm honored to spend time with you each week to help you take a step of faith. Make sure you take some time this week to meditate on this week's verses and the final thoughts. Thanks for spending time with me, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Goodbye.
Living beautifully whole requires skills. Big Blue Couch Coaching has just what you need with a monthly life coaching workshop designed just for you. For all the latest dates and details, visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com/workshops.
Hey guys, it's Mandy, and we just want to wrap up this week by giving you a truth statement that you can focus on throughout the week. So take a moment to write this down and keep it in front of you. And this is a statement that will work whether you are a father, a mother, a daughter, a son, where whatever you are in life, this truth statement will work for you. So here it is. I matter to my family. I'll say it again. Your truth statement this week is I matter to my family. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Big Blue Couch. For all the latest updates, free resources, upcoming events, and coaching services, be sure to visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter for daily connection with the team. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Remember to tune in next week for more tips on living beautifully whole with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.